Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're on to the second round of the World Match Play in Blackpool. Plenty of top class action so far, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the second round is John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Yes, and an excellent first round, some excellent games, some wonderful entertainment. It's what Blackpool's all about, and I just love the competition, as I said the other day, and I've seen nothing yet to make me change my mind.
Yeah, it's been fantastic so far. 16 players left in the competition. That will be whittled down to 8, of course, in the second round, and then we'll be at the quarter-final stages. What we're going to do is we're going to look through the 8 matches, and we'll get John's thoughts there, and then we'll get his thoughts on the outright betting as well, see if his opinion's changed at all there. So we'll start with this evening's action, John. On Tuesday evening, we have the first matches of the second round, and we kick off with Andy Hamilton against Dave Chisnell. Andy Hamilton was a 10-3 winner over Wayne Jones in the first round. Dave Chisnell beat Dean Winstanley 10-4. It's 11-8 for Hamilton. Chisnell is 4-7. How do you see it going?
It's a difficult one to predict because Andy Hamilton, rock steady, not seriously challenged. Neither player was that seriously challenged in the opening round. I'm not saying they cruised through, but they certainly had something in hand. And therefore, we'll be nice and fresh and ready for this one. No exertions needed. And I think it'll be a very, very good game. Very much contrasting styles. Both of them played in the Premier League. And so they know each other's game very well. I think it's a game that, without suggesting it'll go the distance, it certainly won't be a one-sided affair. I would take Chisnell's extra quality, extra class, the ability on the odd occasion to do the extraordinary. Not that Hamilton can't, but I think Chisnell does it more readily. I think that might be enough to see him through. I'm going to take Chisnell to win this by 13 legs to 10.
Okay, 13 legs to 10 in favour of Dave Chisnell then, currently 9-1 on the William Hill website. The handicap will also come into play there as well. Chisnell minus 2.5 is 11-10 if you fancy something a bit better than the 4-7 on offer for him to win the match. Moving on to the second match of the evening, John. James Wade takes on Richie Burnett. James Wade was a 10-5 winner over Andy Smith. Had to survive a little bit of a comeback on that occasion as well. Ended up 7-5 in the middle of that match. But James Wade recovered to win 10-5. Richie Burnett beat Brendan Dolan 10-4 in a bit of an easier contest, I suppose. 1-5 for James Wade. Richie Burnett is 7-2. Do you see 1-5 as a bit short on Wade, or do you think it's about the right price?
I think it's probably about right, given that Wade's form in recent months, certainly recent weeks, he won the Gibraltar event, has been exemplary. Mind you, Richie Burnett amazes me. He disappeared from the scene altogether. He's made two comebacks. And I think for him to be here in the second round at Blackpool speaks volumes for his tenaciousness, his determination, and his ability. I like Richie Burnett. He's one of the most popular players simply because he's a character. And I think the fact that he's one of the few Welsh players of any real note, and he's been around 20 years now, won the Embassy World Championship in 1995. Beat Barney, would you believe? And here he is playing James Wade on the World Match Play stage. So endurance is certainly Richie Burnett's forte. He's going to have to endure some brilliant darts from Wade, who's playing out of his skin. I think the 1-5 is warranted. I think Wade will be first to 13. And I think when he reaches the finishing line, Burnett might be on 8 or 9. So I'm going to take 13-8 for Wade.
OK, 13-8 to James Wade, then that's 7-1 on the site at the moment. Michael Van Gerwen is third on the hockey against Ian White. Van Gerwen is 1-7, Ian White 9-2. Michael Van Gerwen was made to work pretty hard in the first round, beating Steve Beaton 10-7. Ian White was pretty impressive as well, 10-4 win over Terry Jenkins, averaging 100 throughout. Could you see Ian White causing Michael Van Gerwen a few problems here?
I even suggested the other day that this could be a stumbling block for Michael Van Gerwen unless he's at his best. Should he reach the second round and should Ian White beat Terry Jenkins? Had Jenkins won, I'd have said the same. But Ian White is a dangerous, dangerous character. But Michael Van Gerwen is aware of that. They all know, these players, that there's no such thing as an easy game. There isn't an easy game in the first round. And if there's a semblance of one in the first round, there certainly isn't one in the second. So I don't go throwing your money where you punters on Van Gerwen as an absolute dead cert. Be careful. I think Van Gerwen will win it. I think that he knows what he has to do to beat the likes of Ian White. I think White will give a wonderful account of himself, and I can see this game going deep into the final stages. And I'm going to take Van Gerwen to make it by 13 legs to 10.
Okay, 13 legs to 10 then in favour of Michael Van Gerwen is 8-1 on the website. If you don't want to back Van Gerwen at 1-7 and you can't back Ian White at 9-2 because John thinks Van Gerwen will win, how about Ian White plus 4.5, John, at even money? Would that appeal to you?
That would appeal to me, because I think Ian White is quite capable of getting sufficient legs to... he would need 9 or more, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair assessment. 13-10 could easily be 13-8, 13-9, 13-11. So, yes, I would be inclined to go for that.
Okay, but Michael Van Gerwen ultimately to go through then in the end there. And the final match on Tuesday evening is Simon Whitlock against Raymond van Barneveld. Simon Whitlock is 11-8, Barney is 4-7. Whitlock beat Kevin Painter 10-6 with 3 ton plus finishes as well. He's playing well at the moment, isn't he, Simon Whitlock? Barney hit 8 180s in beating Vincent van der Voort 10-4, so also in fine form. It should be a cracker to finish the evening, shouldn't it, John?
Oh, it should. You'll have the whole of Holland watching this and half of Australia staying up or getting up early in the morning to watch it. There's no doubt about that. It's a terrific game. Whitlock coming right back to his best. Barney has been more or less at his best for a little while now. Of course, winning the Premier League as well. What a game this is. Whitlock is renowned for long games at the Blackpool Match Play Tournament. I remember that one against Andy Hamilton a few years ago that I was commentating on. And Whitlock should have won it something like 16-8. And in the end, he lost it 17-15. Difficult one to predict. You have to go with Barney over the game. But I do believe it's one of those games that could go to the extra two legs. Has to be won by extra two legs. So my inclination would be to back both players any other score, and you can do that. And if it does go to 12 apiece, then you do know then that your money's home and dry. It's in your back pocket as good as, irrespective of who wins the game from there. I think it'll be that close. In the end, I'm going to take Barney to win this by 15 legs to 13. A long shot, but you don't have to back that correct score. If it goes beyond 12 apiece, then just back any other score, and you'll make a profit.
Yep, that's perfectly right. Any other score for Barney is 9-1, and any other score for Simon Whitlock 11-1. And if you get to 12-all, then you'll be sitting there laughing, thinking I've got an 11-1 shot on one hand and a 9-1 shot on the other. So it would be a nice situation to be in, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Right then, on to Wednesday's action. Four more games on Wednesday, and we kick off with Paul Nicholson against Wes Newton. Nicholson nudging past Robert Thornton in the last round, 10-8. A marvellous comeback from Wes Newton saw him beat Ronnie Baxter 11-9. It's 11-10 for Nicholson, and Newton is 8-11. How do you see this one going, John?
I saw Wes Newton's game against Ronnie Baxter, and Ronnie Baxter is one of the biggest bottlers in the game. Ronnie should have won that. He doesn't quite know at times how to cross the winning line. I'm not taking anything away from Wes Newton, who stepped in and finished the game, of course, with a brilliant 1-4-4 finish. But Ronnie should have won that. And he opened up a decent lead and should have seen it home. However, it's Wes who's through. And Paul Nicholson, you know, is a player who's underachieved. He's a better player than his results in recent times have suggested. And I think that Nicholson could give Newton a real test here. I think it could be a really good game. It could go long. Again, this one, to start the night on Wednesday. What I will say is, I think having come back as he did against Ronnie Baxter, I think Wes Newton will have the tail between his legs. He's the local boy. I will take Newton to win this, but only by 13 legs to 9.
OK, 13 legs to 9 in favour of Wes Newton is 10 to 1 on the website at the moment. And we move on to the second game on Wednesday evening. Stephen Bunting against Gary Anderson. Stephen Bunting made an impressive world match play debut, beating Peter Wright 10-6. Gary Anderson overcame Jamie Caven 10-8 in what was a pretty tight encounter. Stephen Bunting is 6-4. Gary Anderson 8-15. John, could be another tight one, this.
I dare say it's the first time they'll have met, because Bunting, of course, was with the BDO until earlier this year. Anderson has been with the PDC since 2009, I think it is, and so will not have come across Steve Bunting before, maybe on the floor tournaments. But there's no telling how it will go, although you've got to give Bunting credit for the way he won that first game. He wasn't really expected to beat Peter Wright, but he did the job, and I don't see why he shouldn't be able to do it again to Gary Anderson if he produces that form. Anderson's a terrific player, playing well at the moment. This is one of the most difficult games to forecast, but I'm going to stay with Bunting. I think the Bunting story is unfolding. BDO world champion. Could he win the world match play? That would be a double to be proud of, I should think. I'm going to take him to beat Gary Anderson by 13 legs to 11.
Okay, 13 legs to 11 could be a tight one then. 11 to 1 is the price of that on the website. The penultimate game in the second round is Phil Taylor against Michael Smith, and if history is anything to go by, this could be a bit of a cracker as well. Phil Taylor 1-4, Michael Smith 3-1. Taylor beat Darren Webster 10-4, averaging 101.79, including 5 180s, and he's been quoted as saying he'll get the proper Phil Taylor this time, talking about Michael Smith, who of course beat him in the World Championships in December. He beat Justin Pipe 10-8 in the last round. This could be interesting, couldn't it, John?
It could be interesting. In making comparisons with the victory in at the turn of the year in the World Championships, with this, you have to bear in mind that set play was the match in the winter, and Michael Smith won that in sets. Leg play is very different. You can go 3-0 up in set play. You've won the set, it's only 1-0. Credit to Smith, therefore, for winning in sets against Phil Taylor. The difference here is he can go 3-0 up, and he's still 3-0 up, and Taylor can bite back. There's time enough to bite back. I just have a feeling that it is going to be a really good game. I don't think there's going to be too much love lost between them. I don't think Taylor will make Smith welcome on that stage. I don't think he will want to after what happened in the World Championships. Taylor, after all, doesn't like being beaten by a whippersnapper. He doesn't like being beaten by anybody. So this is a grudge match. This is a revenge as far as the power's concerned. And in a way, when you get to that stage, you can put more pressure on yourself. But I think Taylor will be ready for Smith on Wednesday night. And I therefore think that Taylor will take this by 13 legs to 8.
Okay, 13 legs to 8 in favour of Phil Taylor, 7-1 at the moment there. And the final match of the second round is Adrian Lewis against Mervyn King. Adrian Lewis with a 10-0 whitewash over Andrew Gilding in the first round. Last year's runner-up as well, of course, Adrian Lewis. Mervyn King beat Kim Hybrex 10-4 with an impressive display, averaging 101 throughout the match. So two informed players. Adrian Lewis is 1-4, Mervyn King 3-1. How do you see this one going, John?
Well, I can only see one result, Adrian Lewis. Having said that, well done, Mervyn King. He's another who's battled back from injury and doing very well. To average over 100, that's the Mervyn King of old. And if he can maintain that, he'll certainly give Lewis a game. But Lewis has that extra gear, with all due respect, that very few other players have got, including King. That extra gear or two that suddenly can turn it on and run away. And I think in a longer game, as this is, best of 25 legs, there are going to be times when Lewis will put three or four legs together that can't be matched. And those are the key points in the game. Yes, King will have his moments, but it's Lewis for me. I'm taking jackpot. to move into the quarterfinals by beating Mervyn King 13 legs to 7.
Okay, 13 legs to 7 then in favour of Adrian Lewis is 8 to 1 on the website this morning. Good stuff, John. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the outright betting quickly before you go, because it's changed slightly since the first round. Michael Van Gerwen 2 to 1 market leader. Phil Taylor 3 to 1 still. Adrian Lewis now 6 to 1. Gary Anderson is 9s. James Wade 10s with Barney. It's 20 to 1 for Stephen Bunting, and then 25 to 1 and bigger prices for the other players. Has your opinion changed too much in the outright market?
No, I would still reckon Taylor to be at 3-1 in Blackpool, good value. Lewis is my each way bet. I think he was 10-1 when I at the outset. My long each way bet was Teddy Jenkins. He's departed. I might even have suggested Whitlock. I forget now, but I certainly two of my three are still going. That's Phil Taylor and Adrian Lewis. So I'm happy with that. I have no reason to change. Maybe later in the tournament, when I can hedge my bets and do a bit of wheedling, I might just do that. But at the moment, I'm very happy. I think 3-1 Taylor's still decent value, given that his record at Blackpool is unbelievable. And he is the reigning champion. He won it last year.
He did. He's won it the last 6 years as well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So Taylor, still value at 3-1. Then thank you very much, John. Good luck with your selections. Enjoy the second round, and we'll speak to you again ahead of the quarterfinals.
Thank you, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.